I write because for me it's an urge as basic as the other elemental yearnings, to dance, sing, laugh or make love. It's part of being alive. And although writing is often thought of as something solitary, I've often felt that, like those other yearnings, it's gratifying because it involves being with other people and making connections. In a strange way, writing is a communal activity, getting you out into the world to see it anew, to listen to it with generosity but sound judgment, to hear stories and retell them in your own way. And story, too, is at the centre of why I write. Children know instinctively what a decent story is, but as we mature and become over-educated, we often forget the essential ingredients of storytelling. We forget the quest, the MacGuffin, the antagonist, the ending. I remember working as a freelance journalist in my early 20s and pitching absurdly brainy, dull ideas to commissioning editors until, after a stint as an editor myself, I suddenly realised what newspapers wanted. Not academic ideas or social analysis, but just good stories. We all want to hear tales which are incredible, but somehow normal too. Stories which are fantastic, but in which the fantastic informs the basic facts about how we live. I also write because, without getting too highfalutin about it, it's integral to my well-being. Eloquence with words is an essential part of someone's ability to be themselves, which is why, incidentally, I find it far harder living in Italy, where my presumed eloquence is slightly in peril. Profound self-expression requires a linguistic register which is sophisticated and fine-tuned. People are obviously incredibly complicated and nuanced, and the more I'm able to find words for my own self-expression and the expressing, as it were, of other people, the greater my satisfaction, serenity even. My writing, both in first-person non-fiction and in my novels, are attempts to understand myself and those around me. Having taught therapeutic writing for many years, I can see that finding the apposite words to recount the weird narratives of our messy lives is what makes people a bit less troubled and a bit more content. By now, I also write because it pays the bills. I'm no less passionate about writing than I was 20 years ago, just a bit more professional. If you've got to feed a family of five solely through selling your own words, it focuses the mind a fair bit. It might sound mundane and would doubtless disappoint the purists, but I've often thought that the best incentive to writing is looming poverty or even debt. There are hundreds of reasons not to write. I've heard so many from myself and my students over the years, but you only need one big reason to write, and putting food on the family table is as good a reason as I know.